Laser 103.3 playing everything that rocks. What's up? It's Wicked. Well, one half of Heather and Wicked. Heather off today, celebrating her boyfriend's birthday for 2 days. Question on the table right now in 515-244-1033. Call or text. Name something that happened recently that you're proud of. Now, this came because yesterday, I take a nap every day. Whether it's 1 hour or it's 2 hours, whatever, I nap every day when I get out of here. I go home and I wake up right before 3 o'clock when my nanny leaves. And then it's the harder part of my day is watching my kids. It's not sitting in front of this microphone. I promise you that. This is not easy, but that's the harder part. And I got a missed call from a bank. And, those, you know, it's never good. So you check the voicemail. And it actually, it's a bank that I don't do a lot of banking with, but I have one account with. And it says, we have a special message, or we have an important message for you from, and it's BMO Harris Bank. And I'm like, BMO Harris Bank? It's the only thing I have with BMO Harris Bank is my car loan. My wife and I, financed our car 5 years ago, or 6 years ago, maybe. Jeez, I don't even remember. But it was so funny because the other day I was talking to my wife, you know, where we're going over finances, and I'm like, you know, when was the last time we looked at the loan on the car? It feels like when paying that thing off for like 5.5 years, it's got to be coming to an end. Lo and behold, I call the bank, and the bank says, you have one payment left. It's coming up this Saturday, and then my loan's paid off. And I'm like, man, I am proud of me. Now, granted, auto bill pay does everything for us these days. Like, I haven't had to write a check every month for the last 5 years. But it's, you know, when you're paying $300 a month or whatever your car payment is, whether it's $200, $300, $400, I saw an advertisement for a truck on my Facebook feed for a $700 a month car payment. But I was like, I'm proud of me. And I text my wife. I called her. I said, look at us. We finished it. We paid off a car. So now that means it's time for everything to go wrong with the car, right? I think the warranty is still good for a few thousand more miles. Pretty proud of that. So that's what spawned the question on the Facebook page right now. Name something that happened recently that you're proud of. 515-244-1033. Call or text. Got a line open for you. You can text anytime you want all day. It's on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to the phones. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
This is Ozzy out of Knoxville.
All right. Brother, tell me something that happened in your life recently that you're proud of.
I'm kind of predating this happiness, but I'm jumping out of an airplane for the first time.
When are you doing that?
May 12th.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Have you been doing all the training and everything like that?
Yeah, during the day.
Is it a solo dive or a tandem?
It's tandem. For your first 7, you have to do tandem.
Oh, the first 7 you got to do. Okay, I got you. So is your goal to just become a regular solo jumper down the road?
Yeah.
Why? What brought you to do that? Why did you want to become a skydiver?
Because everybody dies eventually, and if I'm going to die, I'd rather hit it hard.
That is as good of an answer as anybody can come up with. You know, your answer could have been, I thought it looked fun. But your real answer is, if I'm going to die, it's going to be jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Fair enough, man. Well, let us know. Hey, send us some pictures when that does happen in a couple weeks.
Hey, I got video stills. I'll send you it all.
Hell yeah, man. You going to have one of those GoPros on your head? Or the Pro will probably have one of those, right?
The Pro has one that jumps with us, I think.
Man. Good for you, dude. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for taking my call, dude. You guys are awesome in the morning. You really brighten up my day.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. Have a great day.
Too.
515-244-1033. Line open for you. See, it could be that. I paid off a car. Dude's getting ready for his first jump. What about you? 515-244-1033. From the Laser Facebook page, Andrew writes, I'm sober from alcohol 275 days today. After a suicide attempt in 2022, I've worked on many things to get me into the happiest place I've been in a long time. Going sober was a huge step in that. Proud of you, Andrew. 515-244-1033. What is something that's happened recently, doesn't matter, 6 weeks, 6 days, 6 months, whatever recently is to you that you're proud of. 515-244-1033.
Next, with Heather and Wicket.
We'll get to some of your calls, but also got a new contract for one of the Kansas City Chiefs' best to ever do it. We'll get to that coming up here on Laser 103.3. Wicket's World, 8 minutes.
Basketball games late, Wicket. Do you watch just the tip?
I'm an idiot.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser 103.3 playing everything that rocks. Heather and Wicket. Heather off today, back Friday. I will not be here on Friday because that is the... at this moment, I'll be waking up getting ready for my colonoscopy. Super fun, right? So Heather is celebrating her boyfriend's birthday for 2 days. I'm having that procedure on Friday. We'll be back together again on Monday, but happy to have you here on a Wednesday. And it's a positivity Wednesday, all right? I found out yesterday that one more payment left coming Saturday, and I finally paid off a car. I don't think I've ever paid off a car in my life other than like when I had a $2,000 car when I was like 17 years old. I think everything I've always done is lease. And my wife said, you're not leasing this next car. We're buying it. And we finally have paid it off. And I was like, that's fantastic. So the question on the table for you right now, pretty simple question. Name something you're proud of that happened recently. Could be paying off a car. Like Paula on the text line. I just got my Acadia Denali paid in full. Have a great day. Well, happy no car payment day to you too, Paula. 515-244-1033. To the phones we go. Laser, who's this?
This is Danny.
Where are you calling from, Danny?
Des Moines.
All right, Danny, tell us something that you are proud of that happened recently.
Yesterday, I got a mower given to me, like first one that I had that I couldn't get going. Messed around with it a little bit. A friend came over, and this thing self-propelled.
Oh, those are bad. That's mine's that way too, man. I can't imagine not having one because I am weak.
Yeah, and it runs on battery.
Oh,
but it's better than the one that I had before, which is shot. It won't work at all. So I'm really pleased with that. How it works, trimming up my backyard.
Don't you feel better after you do? Like after you? Like I haven't mowed my grass yet this year, but don't you feel good about? You look out and your lawn is mowed, whether the lines are straight or not. Like you feel good about that.
Yeah, I do. Most people probably do, too.
You want to come out to West Des Moines, Danny? You can do my lawn real quick before this next batch of rain.
I'll tell you what. I've done a lot of mowing in my lifetime. When I was a kid, my dad bought a real, real good lawnmower. And I used to mow with that. And then when I went in the military, he sold it, got him a Ryder.
Dad, what the hell?
I want to share that with you, Wicked.
Danny, appreciate you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for calling in, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Levi, where are you calling from today, bud?
Dayton.
Tell me something you're proud of that happened recently.
My little boy turned a month old last week.
Hey, 1 month, and he's not doing anything besides sleeping, eating, pooping, and probably spitting up on you, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Those are milestones.
Between that and winning the ticket for the Nothing More Wage War show tonight, so yeah.
That's not a bad month. You should actually, and I remember the same feeling, like you kept your kid alive for a month.
More the wife that did that.
Right, yeah, I know, I agree with that. Levi, you rock, man. Congrats, dude. Have fun at the show tonight. Look for Heather.
Will do.
Later, buddy. 515-244-1033. Just name something you're proud of, man. A lot of people are angry. A little positivity today. What are you proud of that happened recently? 515-244-1033. It's over on the Laser Facebook page as well. Jillian writes, my fiance and I just bought our first house in February. Good job, guys. Love that. Remember that feeling as well. God, this could be another conversation we have. Because I'm seeing everybody with these things that are happening, like Levi with his month-old baby and Jillian with her first house. Is that a sign when you're getting old? Like people's first accomplishments and you're like, done that, done that, done that. Check off the box. Got my first lawnmower. Yeah, that means we're all getting old. Line open for you. You can also text 515-244-1033. What are you proud of? It's also up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
515-244-1033.
Looking for stuff you're proud of that happened recently. 515-244-1033. Laser, who's this?
It's Wild Wade.
Wade, what are you proud of that happened recently?
Just last week, I paid off my final payment on my Lyft.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, especially considering it was over $2,000 a month. So yeah, it was a good payment day.
Man. That's a lot of jack, Wade. What are you going to do with the extra money?
I got that new Raptor finally picked up Thursday before we left for Vegas.
Here we go.
That'll kind of offset it a little bit.
Here we go.
But I traded my other Bronco in, so that payment's gone. So
yeah, here we go. I paid off my Lyft. Now I got my other Bronco, my Raptor. My God. All right, Wade, get out of here. Later, buddy.
Have a good day, man.
Laser, who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed, where are you calling from, buddy?
Grimes, Iowa.
All right, Grimes, what's up? Tell me something that happened recently you're proud of.
Me making an assistant general manager and a master tech at Jiffy Lube.
Wow. Dude, that's fantastic. I know that takes a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like a smart mechanic.
And what's a smart?
far. I'm okay.
You're like, I'm not smart. I'm just accomplished.
Yes.
Dude, well, congratulations. The one in Grimes?
Yep.
All right, if you go to the Jiffy Lube in Grimes, say hi to Ed. He just became a master tech and the assistant GM. And tell him you heard him on Laser. Congrats, Ed.
Thanks. Bye.
Later. 515-244-1033. 515-244-1033. Something you're proud of. I'm not going to associate a name with this, but I just got a text from one of our listeners. The woman I've been dating for 3 years is finally divorced. Time to make an honest woman out of her. Brother, let me just tell you, if she was dating you for 3 years and now she's like, unless this divorce was a 3-year process, you better watch out. You better watch out, Johnny. Jimmy. Steve, whatever your name is, you better watch out. Another text that came in, somebody said, I just graduated basics for cosmetology school at the age of 44. See, you can teach old dogs new tricks. I don't know if you're an old dog, but you can teach old dogs new tricks. 515-244-1033. What are you proud of that happened recently? Got a line open for you right now. It's also up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
This is your over-caffeinated friend, Wicket.
What Joe. Is going on, brother? What is something that you are proud of that happened recently?
Number one, by the way, I'm going to take your birthday off, take you putt-putt.
Yep.
You're going to drink White Claws, and I'm going to drink my finished long drinks, and we're going to celebrate your birthday because I've got to talk to your wife. This is unacceptable behavior. The wicket must be worshipped.
Granted, my birthday this year was on a Saturday, but it's still. She's never taken my entire. She took 2 days off for her boyfriend's birthday. Heather's off tomorrow too for this same Marcus Palooza. It's ridiculous.
Is there a pre-sale code for the Marcus Palooza?
Yeah, you didn't get it in your TNA.
Yeah. So 2 days ago. So get this. I'm at one of my accounts, which is a Casey's. I'm in the parking lot waiting for the manager to get freed up. And I watch a dude hop out of a white SUV with dealer plates on. He waits for another dude to go inside the Casey's, and he gets inside the dude's car. So I roll around and block him in case he's trying to steal the car or rob him or carjack him. And the guy comes out. I'm yelling at him, don't get in your car. There's a dude. And this dude hops out, gets back in his car. And the manager comes running out, so I think I might have potentially stopped a robbery and carjacking on the east side.
Wow!
Morning. Yeah, that was intense, man.
That is amazing. You didn't even flinch. You just boxed a dude in at a Casey's who might have been jacking a car?
It's muscle memory from my days working at Hy-Vee, stopping shoplifters.
Oh, my God. I will bet you 99% of people would never have done that. They just would have been like, well, that sucks. I don't want to get involved. Like, we don't do that. I don't think people have that mentality. It's usually just stay out of other people's stuff, right?
Yeah, we got to stop that. We got to fix that because this is a community and we got to protect each other.
Good for you, man. Somebody should give you, the new mayor should give you a key to the city.
I would take a long drink from Finland. That would be my proper payment. I'd be all about that.
How about one free slice of pizza from Casey's?
You know what? If it's breakfast pizza, that is pretty special. So.
You're a hero, right, brother. Appreciate you getting in.
Have a great day, okay?
Later. Laser, who's this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kellogg.
All right, Bobby, what's something that happened recently that you're proud of?
I got dropped down from a level 5 to a level 4 on my parole, finally, after 8 months.
Okay, if you don't mind me prying, I have questions, because I don't know anything about the parole system. So, how many levels are there? Is 5, like, you did the worst thing?
It goes up to 6. 6 okay. is the highest security rating, basically, so then we're probably the worst of the worst, I guess you could say.
Okay.
It's probably based on history.
So, Bobby, you're not the worst of the worst, is what we're saying.
No, I'm just slightly under that, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But I think it's been because I've been in and out so many times. But, yeah, I mean, I've been doing good. Haven't been in any trouble.
Good.
Done a really good job. And he finally jumped me down, which put me on biweekly visits instead of weekly office visits.
So you go to see your parole officer now every other week as opposed to every week?
Yep.
Dude, that's great. Good for you. What's level 3? How long do you think until you get to level 3?
About another 4 months.
Okay. All right. By the time football season rolls around, you only have to go, what, every month, I assume?
Yeah, it'll be monthly at that point.
Dude, you, yep. Bobby, then, Bobby, keep that, sure. You keep that up, man. Good for you. What's been the key to staying straight and narrow?
Stability and a routine and not hanging out with the people that I used to think were my friends.
Yeah.
That was what always got me in trouble.
Yeah, when you're hanging out with that wrong crowd, especially, I mean, Bobby, you sound like an adult. You don't sound like a high school student. You sound like someone in their 30s, 20s, 30s, something along those lines. Like, you got to start to figure out, we're growing up here. You can't act like you're 21 anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way when you get, did you know?
No.
But yeah, super proud of myself.
Bobby, we're proud of you here at Laser, brother. Thank you so much for checking in. And keep, like I said, keep that up.
Absolutely, and thank you for doing what you do.
Later, brother. 515-244-1033. Line open for you. What are you proud of that happened recently? Could be something like that where you get dropped down from one layer or level of parole to the next. I paid off a car. Like, my last car payment after 6 years goes in on Saturday. Found that out yesterday. What's something that you're proud of? 515-244-1033. Facebook, Twitter, Threads. At Laser 103.3. Laser 103.3, playing everything that rocks. Heather and Wicked. Heather off today and tomorrow. It's Marcus Palooza, so she's got 2 days of celebrating her birthday, or her boyfriend's birthday, which is weird because my wife has never taken a day off for my birthday, and we've been together for a decade. 515-244-1033, the phone number. Yesterday, two things really cool happened in my life that I'm pretty proud of. One, I think I mentioned it a couple of times if you're just joining us. Found out that Saturday, so 3 days from now, will be the final payment on my car. Like, I've been paying this thing, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month for like 6 years. Pretty proud of that. Didn't miss a payment. That was all auto pay. But still, and then in this radio industry, all right, I've been doing radio for 25 years, done some sports talk, done some news talk, done some rock, obviously, here on Laser. Back when I was doing sports talk in Milwaukee, there was a kid named Bill. And Bill, or Billy, we used to ride his bike to school. But on his way to school, he would stop at a restaurant when I was doing my show. He loved sports. He loved the Packers. He loved the Bucks. We were, again, in Milwaukee. And so he would come up to a restaurant where we would broadcast live on occasion near his house, and he would watch us do the show. Eventually, Billy went on to become a football player at a small school in Wisconsin. He graduated, and he got into radio because he fell in love with it like I did so many years ago. And now he's doing a show on a station up there. And then yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks, you can see the video if you follow me on Twitter, at Mike Wickett, 2 T's. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing against the Pacers in the NBA playoffs. And if you've never been to Wisconsin, there's a lot of drinking that goes on. Beer is celebrated, much like it is here in the state of Iowa. But like I kind of joke, like Caitlin Clark, I don't think you get a greater honor in the state of Iowa than to be carved out of butter at the Iowa State Fair. Like, that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. The tip-top awards in the state of Iowa, right? Like, they didn't get much better. If you can get on the Jumbotron at a Milwaukee sporting event, hammering a beer, like shotgunning a beer, that's one of the greatest honors in a Wisconsinite's life. And yesterday, my former young middle school, high school fan, who's now a radio star in the city, was on the Jumbotron on the floor at a Bucks game hammering a beer. And I was like, I feel A, old, but I feel like a proud papa, right? Like, this kid used to ride his bike to watch to do the shows, and now there he is in front of 15,000 people hammering a Bud Light. Good for you, Billy. So that prompted the question, what's happened to you recently that you're proud of? 515-244-1033. Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Harold.
Where are you calling from today, Harold?
I'm in Ames right now.
All right, Harold. What's something that happened recently that you're proud of?
My 16-year-old son did a salute service for the VA in Marshalltown last Christmas. Well, he was at it again this year. I didn't realize how much he'd grown and how mature he'd gotten until we got into this point. He's taken 70 veterans to the Iowa Cubs baseball game at Principal Park. Got a bus to transport everybody, and he did all this on his own.
How old is your son?
He's 17 now. He's just turned 17.
Dude, 17-year-old Wicket wasn't doing anything this good. That is awesome, Harold.
I am so impressed, and I can't express how proud of him I am.
Were you in the military, Harold?
No, I wasn't.
If you weren't in the military, where did his appreciation for our heroes come from?
He had an uncle who was in Vietnam. He got cancer from Agent Orange, and we lost him like White a few years ago, like 10 years ago. He just appreciates veterans. He'll stop people in the middle of a grocery store if he sees that they have, you know, some kind of insinuation that they've been in the military. He will stop them out of nowhere and shake their hand and thank them for their service.
What is your son's name?
Dakota.
Shout out to Dakota. Appreciate you and what you're doing for our veterans. And Harold, again, you got to be a pretty proud papa.
I am. He's put me in a state of, I almost had tears the other day when I found out that everybody's willing to do this and everybody's willing to help.
Thank you, Harold, and thank you, Dakota. Laser, who's this?
Lucy from Marshalltown.
Lucy, what's something that happened recently that you're proud of?
So Sunday, Jared started teaching our 10-year-old son, Caden, how to use the zero-turn lawnmower.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I can't wait for my kids to learn to help me mow. I hate mowing.
Yeah, I was surprised, and he is so excited. He's like, I wish I could mow every day. And I'm like, your dad will let you, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because he probably thinks it's like a race car, right?
Yeah, he's been wanting to drive, and I'm like, you're only 10.
Yeah, right. He's like, okay, can I take out the Mustang? No, how about the zero-turn lawnmower?
Go make yourself some money. Go mow the neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. Now all of a sudden he can have an income.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, he just drives that mower right down the street in Marshalltown, and he just starts knocking on doors like, who wants me to mow their lawn? I'll get it done in an hour.
Uh-huh.
Does he know anything about the maintenance of it yet, or is that like level two?
That's level two.
Okay. Yeah. He's 10. Yeah, he's 10. Come on, kid. Figure out the small engine repair. Well, if he needs to make money, I'll give him $20. Just ride that thing all the way to West Des Moines. He can take care of my lawn.
I'm sure he would love to.
Lucy, you're great. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
515-244-1033. Just anything that's happened in your life recently that you're proud of. 515-244-1033. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's also up on Threads at Laser1033. Laser103.3 playing everything that rocks. Heather and Wicked. Heather is off today. She's back on Friday. It's Wicked flying solo with you. And yesterday I got a call while I was napping from a bank that I have my car loan through. And they let me know that this Saturday, my final payment goes through. Paid off a car. Pretty proud of that, right? Like, that's an accomplishment I think we all want to have in our lives. I think this is the first car payment I've had, or the first car I've paid off since, like, I was 17 years old and had, like, a $1,000 car. Like, that, you know, you borrow money from your parents or whatever. You have your job. You save up, and your parents help you out a little bit. But I'd always leased until my wife's like, no, we're buying this one. Paid it off. Pretty excited. Pretty proud of that. And that's what spawned the question over on our Facebook page and on Twitter. What's something that has happened to you recently? And you can determine recently, could be last week, last month, last year, whatever. What is something that you've done recently that you're proud of? 515-244-1033. To the phones we go. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Morning, y'all.
Hail Billy! What are you proud of that happened recently?
It was this weekend. Me and my grandson were running our jaws to each other, and he told me he could outshoot me. And I pulled out the old 1923-22 with the old peep sight, old gun.
Yeah.
It was my grandpa's, and he outshot me. Yeah.
I remember the first time I beat my dad in Scrabble. He didn't think I could do it. I don't know if he took me real seriously, but I did it. I was in like the eighth grade, something along those lines, and I beat him. And then he beat me the next 50 times we played. But I bet that same feeling happened to you when you got outshot by your grandson. How old's your grandson?
13.
13. Yep, that's the age where they're like, oh.
Yeah, I taught him how to shoot with that gun and stuff, you know, same gun I learned on. I was like, there's no way I've been shooting this gun for, you know, 50 years. And, he put up a little bottle cap. He hit the bottle cap twice, and I only nicked it once. So, yeah, it was pretty good at, you know, at 50 yards. That's a pretty good shot for a 22.
It's all downhill from here, Hillbilly.
Oh, no. He can't beat me at chess yet, so.
You rock, brother. Good to hear from you.
Later.
Julie, where are you calling us from today?
Des Moines.
All right, Julie, what's happened recently in your life that you're proud of?
My son graduates from college today.
Congratulations. What school?
He went to the Iowa Culinary Institute.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm super proud.
What's his name?
Sawyer.
Congrats, Sawyer. The best part about having a kid in culinary school is like, come over and just do homework at my house and study, and then they make you great meals.
Right. or the extras he brings home.
Oh.
We tried to make this today.
Man, I tried to make this steak and it didn't work. I had all these veggies. You guys want it?
Yes.
I'd never even heard of Wagyu beef before he went to culinary school. And holy cow, next level.
Yeah, it's different stuff. Is he going to do, what's his plan now?
I don't know. He's talking about getting some more schooling, like going into hospitality or maybe bakery type of thing.
Dude, I think it's awesome. He went to, like, that's a trade school. There are benefits to going to a four-year. There are benefits going to a trade school. I love the fact that he went into culinary school because there's always going to be a need for people who know how to cook. Congratulations, Julie, to you and to Sawyer.
Thank you. I'll pass that along.
And if he wants to bring any free stuff over here to Laser, we got some hungry people around here.
I will tell him.
You rock, Julie. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Chibs. What's up, Wicked?
Chibs! What's something that's happened recently that you're proud of?
I have one more payment to pay off my furnace that I bought in 2015.
Dude, that is an awesome feeling. I bought my car about the same time you bought your furnace.
Look at that, man.
That's great. What is your monthly payment on that?
It was like $500, which was like the minimum.
Yeah.
And so what I would do at one point in time was I was doing it like bi-weekly. So every time I got paid, which was like every couple of weeks. But then other bills started to come. And so it was then like $300 maybe like every month. So.
If you can double up, it gets a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Chibs, congrats, man. Enjoy that AC. Now you're living free.
Hell yeah.
Later, brother.
Hell yeah. Later, man.
515-244-1033. What are you proud of that's happened to you recently? From the Laser text line, you can always text 515-244-1033. Johnny C. writes, went back to work the beginning of April after being off for 3 months with a heart issue. Congratulations, Johnny. And I don't know this person's name, but from the 515, something I am proud of this week, I am 7 months clean from self-harm. Good for you. We are all proud of you here at Laser 103.3. What are you proud of? 515-244-1033. Facebook, Twitter, Threads, at Laser 103.3.
60 is the maximum speed in ideal conditions.
I love a good televised high-speed chase.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Laser, who's this?
That's Corey.
Where are you calling from today, Corey?
Calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
What are you proud of that's happened recently?
Closing on my house tomorrow and got the payment and three relationships in the past.
Did you get a divorce?
I did.
Okay. All right. It's so weird to me to say happy divorce, but I imagine.
Happy divorce.
So it's officially done. All that baggage, no matter what, none of my business, but all that stuff is now in the past and you can move on. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to take my check and move on.
Dude, congrats. I know that probably sucked, but we're pretty proud of you.
All right, man. Awesome. 103.3 Laser.
Hey, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Yep.
Shelby, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Minburn, Iowa.
All right, Shelby. What are you proud of that's happened recently?
I am severely proud of my 3-month-old beautiful daughter that I just had.
You should be. What's your daughter's name?
Willow Rain.
Willow Rain. I love that. Is she doing anything besides sleeping, eating, pooping, and spitting up on you?
She's starting to try to talk.
Hey, that's great. Did she roll over yet?
No, not quite yet.
Okay, but she's trying. She thinks she might want to.
Yeah.
Is this your first child?
Yes, it is.
Well, Shelby, congratulations. I would like to tell you it gets easier, but it doesn't.
Oh, well, definitely doesn't get easy when you're a single mother, but
No. The fact that I can't even fathom what your daily life is like, because to be a single mom has to be impossibly hard. What you're doing is amazing, and keep that up.
For sure.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicked.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.